See, this is one of those things I don't want to get angry about all over again, because Alberto Riveron or whoever the NFL wants to trot out there to make us feel like the Bears didn't lose out on a touchdown there, we know what happened. Like, this is why people get upset with replay and officiating, because I could take it the first time around. I could take it maybe the day after. But now we're 2 days removed, 3 days removed from this, and you're giving me film on why. The film that you're showing is the film that proved or disproves what you're saying. I don't know. It's just, it's unnecessary. What do you gain by this?
It makes me angrier because he's talking over video that's proving his words wrong. What's actually on the screen is countervailing what he's saying.
Was it Colin Ferguson? Is that the, who shot you, sir? You did. Was that the brother on the train who was shooting people?
He represented himself
and is like, who shot you, sir? You did, man. You, remember when you shot me? Is that his name? I hope I'm getting his name right.
I think that's right.
Is that like a late night?
Yeah.
We see here, the receiver's up in the air. As he's coming down right there, the ball is loose.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
So what is he doing?
From the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join homegrown head football coach Pat Fitzgerald and the Wildcats at Ryan Field for Big Ten games against Purdue and Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Game 7 of the World Series tonight. In Los Angeles, Dodgers hosting the Astros in the final game of the 2017 season. Yu Darvish and Lance McCullers, the starting pitchers, but pretty much everybody available to go in this one. Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw said he could throw 27 innings if asked. Both occupants of the United Center in action tonight. The Blackhawks here at home hosting Philadelphia. Hawks have lost 3 games in a row. They haven't lost 4 in a row since April 2015. And in basketball, the Bulls are on the road in Miami to face off with the Heat. Football, the Bears practiced earlier today for the final time before they recess for the bye week. They will reconvene at Halas Hall Monday to begin prep for the Green Bay Packers. And finally, in college basketball, the AP Top 25 preseason poll is out. Northwestern number 19 in that poll, first time they've ever been ranked in the preseason Top 25. The football postgame show on The Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Illinois Media School.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Shane Reardon decided to pop in during the break and throw at me a 3-pack of Whoppers. So I ate them. I think I'm evolving. I think my taste buds evolve. You know, when I was a kid, I didn't like liver. And now liver is one of my favorite things in the world.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Is it?
Oh. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, liver sucks.
Liver and onions.
Especially liver and onions. You can keep it.
And I think that becomes very disgusting to me.
Bacon and a little wine reduction.
I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
You're not eating?
I have bugs for lunch.
Organ meats and organ meats, you know, like the French liver. Livers and kidneys and mustard sauce.
I thought you were cheating on Omaha steaks just
the
knockoff Oregon meats.
That's Oregon.
You are looking live in the cavern of Hudson Stadium in Eugene, Oregon.
Hey, Oregon meats.
My bad.
No, but
these Whoppers still suck.
Good riddance. Want to go celebrate? I feel like liver and onions.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
That's what you're listening to right here on 670 The Score. You can check out our live video stream at watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle. New Blackhawks caps and shirts for 17-18 are available right now. I will style one of these Blackhawks caps for the next hour or so you can check it out. I'll wear this one. The one with the...
Which one?
Hard Haggy.
Yeah.
There you go.
There it is. Hawks Flyers tonight, Game 7. Who?
What's on your shirt?
Ragdoll.
Okay.
Yeah, support local businesses, man. This is from Fashion Geek, alonzojackson.com.
It's kind of scary.
Is it?
A
couple of people on the Facebook Live like, what the hell's going on with Ragdoll's shirt?
Yeah, it's a little...
Is it scary?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a ragdoll.
I know it's a ragdoll, but it also wants to kill me.
You guys feel that way?
I know that look. I see it often. I see it at remotes.
The guy's who's sipping a club soda and hasn't bought any Bud Light. Yeah. He's just sitting
same
there
attire
looking.
Too.
They all look like that. There it is. That's the Bernstein and Goff remote attendee that happens to be on Jason's shirt.
All right, I will wear it again.
We have some calls responding to what we were talking about before, but I do want to get to the Tom Brady stuff because we're going to get pretty guest intensive starting in about an hour. This is Park Forest Bunky on the score. What's up, Bunky?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, I'm always got to play on the old guy a couple years removed from the desired demographic kind of thing. But what I want to comment on is I'm loving it. I'm not coming from the old stodgy. I mean, I love baseball. It's my favorite sport. The pace of play, the length of the games don't bother me because they got me. I'm going to be sitting watching it. Jason, that's mostly for you. But I understand you're a little bit younger guy. But it's always been players with flair and personality and expression and swag and sound. I'm going to just name guys that I grew up watching in my impressionable youth in the 70s. Of course, Reggie Jackson, Pete Rose, Roberto Clemente even before that. And guys you remember, Ricky Henderson, Dave Parker, Ozzie Smith.
Yeah, there's always been characters in the game.
There's
always been characters.
Kirby Puckett. I mean, it's always been
right. But
it seemed like it's accepted in a different way nowadays. Like you won't get beamed in the face because you're having fun around second base.
Say, he's going to pay for that, or he's going to pay for showing off. And it's also not just.
I mean, John Lackey did start for the Chicago Cubs for the last couple of years. He was a guy that said that he got a long memory when a guy who's only hit 6 career home runs hit a home run off him. That kind of guy still exists, even though it's not as many of them.
It's also in the action itself. It's not just Ozzie Smith doing a backflip as he takes his position. It's actually in a lot of the action. I mean, even there were so many little things that when you're a kid, they stand out to you. There was a player, you can look him up, named Tito Fuentes. I don't know if you remember.
My grandfather used to talk about Tito Fuentes.
And he wore like a do-rag under his hat, first of all, that nobody else did.
Kept his waves, right?
And he always would hit, he would walk to the plate holding the barrel of the bat. And he would bang the knob on the plate and then flip the bat into his hand.
Mm-hmm.
That was his little thing. Yeah. So you did not play a game of wiffle ball or driveway baseball without trying to do that, and then you accidentally hit yourself in the balls. Right. That's what happened to me. I was, I'm Tito. Ow!
Mom! I did it again!
Well, it's not as bad as what...
Stanley hit himself in the balls again.
It's not as bad as what I did when we went to my parents' reunion at Cornell. And it was like this 4-day party, and how old was I? I think I was like 18 or 19.
Old enough to be annoying.
Old enough to get in some trouble. And because I remember it being really, really fun. And one day, a gorgeous day, we're playing softball, and I picked up this big softball bat, and I was showing my sister. I was like, flipping it. And she says, can you do 2 full flips? And I said, of course I can. And I go, whew, and flip it twice, and it hits me smack in the forehead.
Should have.
Knocked my ass out.
Should have. Mm-hmm. That's what you get for style.
Are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay.
Except for this concussion. The baseball god's paying you back.
I probably did have one, right? If I lost consciousness, I probably had a concussion, right?
I don't know.
Aaron in LaPorte, you're on the score.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Before I heard the NFL's official explanation of the Zach Miller catch, no catch, the thought actually occurred to me this morning that the NFL would have a real problem if they came out and said that the reason it was a no catch had to do with Zach not getting up from the ground with the football. And I think they ruled it at the time. There's not a doubt in my mind now after hearing their explanation that during the game, they ruled it consistent with the Calvin Johnson no catch.
That's not what they said, though.
Oh, I know it's not what they said, but I bet that's what they did.
He's saying on the field, that's what they did.
The reason why they couldn't do that.
Okay.
They couldn't come out and say it now because they have a real problem with saying that a receiver that lets the ball touch the ground without getting up then that means the play's not over. On any catch that goes to the ground, the play isn't over until the receiver gets up with the ball and the ball hasn't touched the ground.
You don't have to get up with the ball.
That was the issue with Calvin Johnson. He used the ball and let go of the ball while getting up.
Yeah, he used the ball
to stand up. He did it while getting up. But you could theoretically, you could sit there indefinitely.
Or you can roll over 1,000 times.
Yeah, you could sit there indefinitely until somebody came over and the referee took the ball from you. You don't have there's no rule that says you have to get up.
Right, which is why my understanding was that was the interpretation of the Calvin Johnson rule, that he didn't get up with the ball. He let the ball touch the ground before he got up.
Right, but this. So what you're saying is the justification for the ruling during the game was not the one that Riveron offered in the video, which, I mean, that's a much deeper level of skullduggery, but it might explain why they're actively lying about what's on that screen.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know what doubling down does for you. Don't know what it does for you. It makes you look bad. It makes a guy who almost lost his leg have to think about it again and again. I mean, stop. Just stop. It wasn't a touchdown to you guys. You didn't give them the points. Keep it moving. Stop talking about it.
And the 312 texter says, that explains your facial fracture. No. They're different things. I know exactly when the facial fracture occurred because I heard a crack when I took an elbow in a basketball game and everyone thought I was dead. And it was just like a little tiny red mark. A
little divot.
And I heard a little crunching sound, but I didn't know it was a facial fracture until months later. The softball bat hit me square in the forehead like a cartoon. So that was different.
That's my biggest fear still playing pick up basketball. It's not
elbow to face.
Yeah, it's not torn ACLs or rolled ankles. Oh. It's somebody catching me square in my face. And usually I'm the tallest person that we play with. Sometimes we get taller guys. Last Tuesday, Derrick Rose's high school teammate, I forget his last name. His first name is Tim. One of his boys from back in the day was actually on the state championship team. He just comes in there and you could tell when somebody's played basketball and he gets in there and he's a big man, 6'5", 6'6", something like that. And he is leading elbow first with every post move. Why? But I mean, he's not trying to hurt you. It's just how he was taught.
Right.
So he's getting elbows the ball out and coming through. And I'm like, listen, I got to go to work.
Oh, like swinging through?
Yeah,
oh,
like, no. And he's terrific dude.
Armbar.
Yeah, but I'm like, you know what? You're going to score every time you get the ball because I have to go to work tomorrow. And I do not want to go to work.
It is
having
hard
to tell somebody that my cheekbone is fractured because I caught an elbow and pick up ball.
It's something to appreciate when you've cultivated exactly the right pickup game, where everyone knows the way you play, the way it's supposed to be played, where there's an honor, understanding you're
taking care of each other.
You're going to go hard.
Yeah.
And boy, the stories I've heard about rat hockey and about how one dude can ruin it for everybody.
Tim Flowers.
Okay.
That's who it was, yeah.
Yeah, one idiot at a rat hockey game can make everybody completely miserable, and that's all it takes.
Yeah, dude, we get guys like that where we know, okay, today's going to be a little bit different because this guy is not a guy that's going to, he's not a guy that plays with you normally, and he doesn't know that we take care of each other in here, we don't bridge guys and all that other stuff, or the guy that wants to argue every call. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I make people laugh on Sunday mornings by just Instagramming live what goes on in the gym when there's a travel call or there's a double dribble call, but that is my biggest fear, is catching an elbow to the face and having my face caved in and having to come in here and explain to you idiots why.
And dying alone in a hotel room on the road. Oh, no, wait, that's Marty Brenneman's biggest fear. I'm sorry. I get that confused. Yeah, I caught one flush. I caught one flush, and it sounded bad.
Did you have to get a plate or anything? Or?
No, I know. Like I say, I didn't know about it until long after it was healed.
So you just thought your face hurt?
Like, yeah, no, I said, ow, that hurt. They said, are you okay? Had it hit me in the nose, it would have blown up my face completely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It hit orbital bone, it would have blown it out.
Yeah, you would have got that
Nico.
It just
caught me, like, right on inside the cheekbone. And I thought, are you all right? I'm like, yeah, I think so. I think I'm fine.
Speaking of blown up faces, come on out next week, November 9th.
To blown up face day?
No.
Oh.
Old Town Poor. Because, courtesy of Tito's, it'll be me and Bobby Portis talking Bulls basketball with you for an hour from 7 to 8 p.m. Come on out and say yo to Bobby. Bobby is a really nice kid. Just don't Just don't try to fake him. Don't try to get up in his grill. But it should be fun. These are those appearances where they've told me that I can expense my Uber. So I'll probably be drunk during the entire appearance. Come on out and hang out with us.
They call them crazy eyes.
It should be fun. Okay? So is it Old Town Poorhouse?
We've done a show from there before. Yeah. That's a great joint.
November 9th. Tito's will be in the building. Mama said Knock You Out will be in the building. And so will I. Should be fun.
This segment was brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Ready for a bad cold and flu season. A cold is a cold, but flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere. Speaking of medicine,
okay,
we got to get to some of this ridiculousness regarding what Tom Brady is apparently becoming, a completely vainglorious megalomaniac who's pitching phony baloney health schemes. It is.
I'm looking forward to this because you had a little something in your eye when you were talking about this during transition.
It's bad.
Okay. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. Tom Brady slander will come next right here on 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome, the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Ferguson. With locations coast to coast, Ferguson gives small business contractors the edge. We start today with the two best words in all of sports, Game 7. And that'll go down tonight at Dodger Stadium. But in order to get to a Game 7, the Dodgers had to bounce back from a crushing loss in Game 5 and actually win Game 6. And they had to do it against Justin Verlander, who's been an absolute machine since coming over in a trade from Detroit. So Dodger haters, save your lame take and moniker of Poor Valley. I'll give you something as lame. Wealthy Mountain. How's that taste? The Dodger bullpen is back. The Dodger confidence is back. Game 7 is tonight. A World Series for the ages, and you know Game 7 is going to live up to it and deliver once again. I'm Jim Rome.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He is playing.
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant
holding calls. This one when he ran off the screen, I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three, four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, 4 times now? 3 or 4? Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He is playing.
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted 3 absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
.com, promo code SCORE.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Celebrate the Mighty Ducks' 25th anniversary and receive a steel magnet schedule courtesy of 670 The Score. Visit Chicago Steel Hockey.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, 4 times now? 3 or 4? Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
.com/events.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm pleased to welcome our 33rd year Salem State Series, Jim Gray and Tom Brady.
There is an elephant in the room.
Where? Oh, boy.
Take it away.
Not exactly Martin and Lewis. Do you remember when Webbio fell apart, and it turns out that David Hernandez, who scammed people out of $6.4 million, was revealed to be this criminal that he was?
I remember it vividly. A lot of my friends are out of the business now because of that.
Yeah, and then you go and you look and you realize that in 1998, Hernandez pleaded guilty to embezzling more than $600,000 from families who were clients of the bank where he worked.
Mm-hmm.
And that Hernandez and his wife had filed for bankruptcy in 2004, 2005, and 2006, and everything was available via court records. And that he lied about having degrees from the University of Wisconsin and John Marshall Law School.
Con man.
And but everybody knew. It was known. It was in public record that he was a con man.
Yeah.
That's where I start with this. Because, as you know, Tom Brady, and it's some very solid reporting here from the Tom Junod and Seth Wickersham of ESPN the magazine.
Seth has been on fire.
He's really good. He's doing great work. That the guy who is really behind TB12, which is all of Tom Brady's line of special health products, is a guy named Alex or Alejandro Guerrero.
Okay.
Who Brady credits as being a genius and apparently some sort of magical healer. Guerrero paid a judgment to the Federal Trade Commission to settle charges that he claimed dietary supplements could help cure cancer. Okay?
It's a bad start.
This is where I start with this thing. Guys like this don't all of a sudden become different. This is what Guerrero does. This is the guy behind this line of products. He's a con man. Mm-hmm. He pitches phony baloney products with phony claims of efficacy. Enough that he had to settle charges. He was charged by the Federal Trade Commission for defrauding people. And then when Brady starts to go into what this and declaring it a movement and talking about the time that he spent with Anthony Robbins and about how he is now impervious to the ravages of the game because of these products and the TB12 method that he can, as he phrases it, get ahead and stay ahead of injuries, including brain injuries. This is the paragraph that really hits home. It has become customary to think of Brady as an athlete without limits, one who overturns expectation by refusing to concede an inch to anyone else's idea of the inevitable. But the TB12 method, and which is different than the Terry Bores method, which is that offers a portrait of a ferociously limited human being, albeit the world's most hydrated one. Every day he wakes up at 6 in the morning and immediately drinks 20 ounces of purified water, augmented with TB12 electrolytes, which, as he tells us, contain 72 trace minerals generally lost in perspiration. As a result, he says he's so well hydrated that, quote, even with adequate exposure to the sun, I won't get sunburned.
Is there an amount of water that you can drink that will stop sunburn?
No.
I'm asking. I don't know.
No.
Okay.
And he presumes that the muscles under his skin look like what he calls beautiful tenderloins instead of shriveled jerky. He trains about 4 hours a day, and on most days he does what he calls pliability with Guerrero. And he says Guerrero has hands capable of generating 50 newtons of force in a single finger.
Well, in my college days, I had similar hands.
Magic hands.
Mm-hmm.
We're already at the magic hands portion of our salesmanship here.
Haven't been put to use so much over the last 10 months or so.
So it's 11 pounds of targeted pressure to Brady's muscles.
Newtons?
On rare occasions, this is Brady talking. On the rare occasions when I don't have the benefit of working with Alex, he either does partner pliability or goes solo with a jar of coconut oil he applies himself and the TB12 vibrating sphere.
Oh, now we're talking. Coconut oil, a vibrating sphere, whatever.
Not a vibrating sphere.
That'd be different.
That's a little different.
A vibrating sphere.
This is
erotic all of a sudden.
Have you seen the movie Sleeper when they gather with the parties to touch the orb? Or the large vibrating egg. He eats with few portion sizes bigger than the palm of his hand, but with a purpose: to maintain the alkalinity of his body. And he sleeps in the same determinedly therapeutic fashion, repairing to bed at 9 each night in a room uncontaminated by either technology or pet dander. He keeps a glass of water by his bedside and sleeps, famously, in TB12 bioceramic recovery ware.
Is that like dry fit?
Which is also for sale from TB12.
Of course.
And which Brady considers part of a movement, the movement being tech-enabled apparel and sleepwear.
He's awesome. On
some level,
he's a crazy person,
naive loon, and crazy person, and on some level, active con man in business with a known con man.
Now, have you gone to the website to see what exactly he's selling? Like how much of this stuff he's selling? I would like to know what the going rate is for the TB12 alkaline infused electrolyte infused water. Because I know alkaline water is a big thing right now. It's the latest craze.
None of it means anything.
What, alkaline water? Doesn't mean anything?
It's water.
Well, yeah, you got different.
It's water. It's all water. It's all smart water. Balances, and especially it's all
different pH balances in water.
It's yeah, but your body is really good at finding stasis when it comes to pH balance. The human body knows if I get too much of this, I get rid of it. If I have not enough of this, I'll add it.
You're going to anger the alkaline water people.
Yeah, the human body is really the whole. You know what else is? I mean, go back to what doctors say about vitamin supplements.
What about them?
Because you get most of what you need from what you eat, and most of these people that take massive amounts of supplements, your body, you pee it all out anyway.
What if they're cutting? What if they're cutting certain things out of their diet? They may need to supplement.
If a doctor tells fish. You when you get your blood work done that you're deficient in something, that's different. Everything else, the claims of massive amounts of certain vitamins helping you, your body regulates these things. The human body has a certain amount that it wants from things. But here
give me some of these. I want to know some of these prices on the other treatment. Side.
I'm looking at the website now, and I'm
let's hit an update
here. Shop. All right, let's shop.
Scoreboard update.
Oh, sorry, I was getting some of that Tom Brady water.
Hey man, I'm down.
I need that alkaline.
If
are you kidding
I can
me?
Look like him and have a baby mama that nobody else talks about on the side, I'm down.
It's very serious. It's a very serious, topic.
I got the beef jerky withered muscles going on in here.
The shredded jerky
it's
muscles.
Brutal, man.
You
I'm
walk into the gym.
You.
What kind of muscles do you have? Shredded jerky. I don't have perfected tenderloins.
Need that water.
I've got. I'm telling you, Bernsey's. I don't know. Yeah. Tom Brady, Dan Bernstein.
That's true.
Who do you believe in?
Alkaline water, pork rinds. Yeah. Which way are you going?
Exactly. Come on now.
Age will get him too. That's the other thing.
Ageism.
What happens when
somebody falls on him?
Something happens. Yes. Oh, my magic water didn't protect me from the giant black man standing on my neck.
Well, there's no water to ever protect you from that, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you've looked outside lately, but we're here. And we're not going
Jim Miller
anywhere.
About that one.
Yeah. No, don't. And then he turned into a large black man.
Oh!
All right, we have to stop before I
slander
anyone.
Can't beat him, join him.
Where are the ribs? All right, go ahead, buddy.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join homegrown head football coach Pat Fitzgerald and the Wildcats at Ryan Field for Big Ten games against Purdue and Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Final game of the 2017 baseball season tonight. In Los Angeles, Dodgers hosting the Astros in Game 7 of the World Series. Yu Darvish and Lance McCullers will start the game, but all hands on deck. Clayton Kershaw available, and even though Justin Verlander started last night, he's not been ruled out for this evening's game either. Hockey in town tonight. The Blackhawks host Philadelphia at the United Center. And in South Beach, the Bulls on the road taking on the Heat. In football, the Bears practice today for the last time until Monday as players and coaches are off to enjoy their bye week. And in college basketball, the AP preseason top 25 pulls out. Northwestern, number 19, first time they've ever been ranked in the preseason top 25. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by DRF Trusted Property Solutions, the water experts.
Got a water heater problem?
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
The water experts.
You come in here, you see Tom Brady. He's 39 years old. He's got this TB12 center here in Foxborough. I was going by there today to figure out what he's done. He has really worked hard on his lower body. His legs are in tremendous shape. He has that fast twitch motion back there. He watches every crumb that he puts in his body, every fluid that he drinks, and he's pliable. That's what he said. I read that. So I don't even know what pliable is. So I go by the TB12 center and I said, what is pliable? Easily bent, flexible. You got to be pliable. You look stiff.
That's a 30-second commercial on Monday Night Football.
That's an infomercial
that's
on Monday
Night
Football.
That's a lot of money, G. So you want some of this TB12 protein powder, and it'll run you $54 for a container.
For a container?
$54. It's the highest quality protein available. 99% pure whey protein isolate powder. No artificial sweeteners, colors, flavors, or unnecessary fillers.
How many ounces in that? My pre-workout is $29.99.
This is a pound for $54.
Okay.
It is NSF certified for sport. So
your heart won't explode is what they're trying to say.
Certified protein.
For
now,
sport.
If you want electrolytes.
Okay.
You want 50 milliliters of electrolytes.
50 milliliters.
That's 17.8 ounces.
Okay. A little bit more than a water bottle.
$15. You're talking about close to a dollar an ounce.
$15 for a
$15
bottle of water.
$15 for
no
a bottle of water.
Anywhere. That's crazy.
$15 for a bottle of water.
Shout out to Tom Brady and the gullibility of the
people.
Naivete of this country.
Now then we start looking at the workout.
Where's my Make America Great Again hat when I need it?
You can buy the shoulder performance kit for $160. You can buy
I blew my shoulder out years ago.
A 5-pound medicine ball is $90. The TB12 agility ladder that looks like two pieces of plastic is $80.
Is it Tim Beckman's ladder?
His weighted vest. No, that was John Gross.
That was John Gross's ladder.
Vest is $140.
What? Now, those are things that people actually use, like a weight vest to run around a track to get water in your knee and all that good stuff. But what? $190?
Now, don't forget, there's Brain HQ. Brain exercise, a critical component of our TB12 method for achieving and sustaining peak performance, developed by world-class neuroscientists, and it's been proven to enhance performance, build resilience, and support recovery, help improve memory, sharpen attention, and accelerate visual and auditory processing, boosting performance on the field and in everyday life in about 5 minutes a day.
Wow.
How about that, huh?
So all you need is a grand, and your life will be a lot better, right?
Here's the vibe.
$1,000 of TB12, and you're sitting pretty.
Here's your vibrating sphere.
Well, I don't need to go to TB12 for that.
That's $150.
$150 for a vibrator?
That's going to set you back $150.
What? Come on.
No, hey.
Kidding me? Right over here on the bookstore on Hubbard and get yourself one for $15.99.
I do not see the bioceramic sleepwear, however. I see the workout gear with the $30
T-shirt.
There are
probably some licensing issues with that.
Yeah,
that's probably because he's sleeping in Under Armour gear or sleeping in Nike gear and he can't rip off their technology.
If you want, he has a special performance mat. If you want a mat.
Batacola?
On which to perform, that'll set you back $80. For a mat.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This guy. Yep. And guess what?
What?
There are tons of Bostonians who have all that stuff in their house. Mm-hmm. All of it.
Again.
Because that's Tommy Terrific.
It's Alex Guerrero. Alejandro Guerrero.
Dude.
Charged and settled.
When you were talking
FTC
about
it
in transition, I was
claims.
Like, all right, where's Bernsie going with this? But
come on.
He's making a mint, probably, too. Like, all you need, he's got 5 rings. It's not like there's some also-ran quarterback who's asking you to buy things. This is a dude with a platform. He's got influential buddies. The president is his man's. I mean, all you need is John Gruden to talk for 30 seconds on a Monday Night Football game about your TB12 center and, woo, doggies.
And you know what
electrolytes? It's a beautiful country.
This whole idea.
It's a beautiful
the
country.
The word electrolytes has caused people to pay so much money for salt water. Just by the word electrolytes.
What's the stuff for the babies that you buy when they throw up all the time? The
Pedialyte.
Yeah. Pedialyte.
Yeah.
I see Pedialyte on a lot of sidelines these days.
Yeah, it's good for when you're sick, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's sugar water, salt water. You know, it's all that stuff.
And by the way, the acidity, my alkaline people are out. Because the acidity that is in regular water, if you want to buffer that out of your lifestyle so your body isn't aching the way that normal acids attack the body, then the alkaline water is the way you go, Mr. Man.
Yeah,
I know you don't believe in anything.
Your body will take care of that. your body will regulate its pH level.
But the acidity and the fluoride and all the other things in the tap water. No?
No. Okay, when we come back,
Uh-oh. Hey, fitness freaks, get after them.
No, this is when David Roth writes about Papa John Schnatter. Dude. It's nothing short of an American treasure.
I'm so glad his sales are down. It's crap pizza and it's crap takes and it's crap life.
David Roth, who's also a wonderful guy and a prodigiously talented writer. It makes me sad for myself when I read David Roth's writing because he's in some ways is close to David Foster Wallace in some regards as we have out there. And it's great that he also happens to slum it writing about sports. So him on this whole Papa John's thing is the truth. I'll have some of it for you next.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Golf Show and Terry Bores himself.
Smell bad.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6 live on 670 The Score. And don't forget, starting November 16th, it'll be available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry.
I'm mad at all of you!
Brought to you by David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pro Mortgage. Visit PERL.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it was pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, give me a call. Jeff, Vietnam vet, recently discharged from Chapter 13 bankruptcy, stopped into his bank before calling me. Bad move. The bank's supposed mortgage expert told Jeff he'd have to wait 1 year after a Chapter 13 discharge to secure a VA loan. Wrong! I informed Jeff he could secure a VA loan 1 day after his Chapter 13 discharge, and then introduced him to one of my preferred realtors, Kate Waddell, who's helping Jeff locate a home. If you're a veteran who'd like to work with a lender that respects and values your service to our country, give me a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit PERLDavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit PERLDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, 4358 RMLA and MLS
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th, and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Can I give you some advice?
Good advice.
Good advice.
Radio.com presents Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
That's good advice.
So I'm torn because I know the teenagers make the worst decisions.
Yeah.
What you do is you teach your kids how to be smart about sex. And I'm talking to my son all the time about sex, and guess what? He's like, Dad, I'm 10.
Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
Worst person to give advice.
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes.
He's a world-renowned
renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health. Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
The Jake Brown Show on Radio.com.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiBattista.
Hey, it's your boy Lil D.
Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He is playing.
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Deep and proud of it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
One thing for Peyton. Peyton, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John, okay? And listen, this is a big moment. First of all, I have no idea why Papa John's on the field. Shame on the NFL for having him on the field. But if you're Peyton Manning, you have enough money. The first guy you kiss can't be Papa John, okay? It can't be. And if I see that as a commercial, I'll throw up. Enough. You make enough money. The first guy you kiss can't be Papa John after the game.
There you go, Sports Pope. I'm with you on that
Pope
one.
Pope with thoughts.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Now this...
Papa John Schnatter?
Yeah, he's blaming a slippage in pizza sales on whatever side of the NFL controversy it
the
might
blackety
be.
The blacks being too damn black in the NFL. That's what it is.
I'm not even quite sure which side of it he's saying
is causing
the problems.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so this is David Roth on Deadspin.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana-born pizza impresario and rumored Bonzi Wells associate Papa John Schnatter is an American success story. In the conventional sense, all the ingredients are there for a completely conventional American dream fulfilled narrative, and Schnatter indeed talks about them a lot. You can read about the Camaro he sold to save his father's failing tavern and set up his first pizzeria right there on his website. But the sense in which Schnatter most truly and inspiringly embodies America's promise is this. He's become kind of queasily famous and extremely, extremely rich for doing something that he's not even good at. The man has made untold millions of dollars, and his name is on more than 5,000 pizzerias in 45 countries, and yet the pizzas he sells taste like unusually salty upholstery. Eating a Papa John's slice is like chomping down on a piece of oil-flavored chewing gum, but somehow much worse for your breath. It's pizza that tastes the way long-distance bus travel feels.
He's not wrong, man. He's not wrong. That's awesome. It's terrible.
He goes through the statements. And he goes through everything that's being said about the NFL. He says, besides being some notably forthright and accountable leadership on Schnatter's part, this is just some very bold stuff, not just for the initial claim that people are so mad at a professional sports league that they have quit pizza, but for what it elides, which is the fact that Papa John's pizza tastes like traffic. Feels like allergies.
Dude, I am in on every one of these analogies. I'm in. Screw that guy and screw his crap pizza, man. To hell with you. I'm happy that people are boycotting because the brothers aren't standing, and I'm happy the brothers are boycotting because people don't care about the brothers. If it takes all of that to make sure that people don't consume that crap-ass pizza, I'm down with it. I'm down.
I mean,
hilarious. It's just a long bus ride.
It tastes like bus travel feels. And it's not the first time that David Roth has written about this.
Can you tweet that out?
Oh, my God.
I gotta send that to my mom and some people. That's pretty. That's inspired.
So great. This segment brought to you by Taco Bell.
Yeah!
Introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla. Boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing.
He's got a weird face too. Like it's like plastic surgery gone wrong and hair plugs gone wrong. I mean, isn't this the same guy that didn't want to spend the extra 14 cents or whatever it was to insure his employees? Like extra 14 cents per employee because he didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to give those Papa John's workers any, you know, a bed to die on if they got sick.
This is what David Roth wrote 3 years ago about it. He said, let's leave aside the quality of the product that Papa John is selling, if only because it's easy to get sidetracked in discussing things like the big Weezer family deal or specialty pizzas, like the Nature's Mistake or the Buffalo Chicken Weep Machine. It's possible to spend hours sobbing and digressing about the ways in which Schnatter has taken one of the best and most enjoyable things to eat on Earth and turned it into a thing that tastes like a long layover at a bus station.
That's awesome. That's awesome. More of that needs to happen.
It's so artful.
Screw that guy.
Oh my God, is that good?
That's terrible. I mean, the food is terrible. But the writing. He's a bad guy. Oh, and the writing is magnificent.
The other aspect, too, is he's had to settle two different lawsuits for not paying his employees.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I want to say there was one for a couple million and then one that was at least $10 million that where his employees had to sue him for wages he didn't pay. So you can't also be like the common man who had, you know, drove a Camaro and saved the Dad's Corner Tavern when you're blowing people off to the tune of $15 million.
When you do that, though, like, you can't disparage sponsors, but what can the NFL do to you when you do that? Because Papa John's is tied in. You know, right. All those commercials on the NFL broadcast, you know, Peyton Manning is still his man's. I believe Peyton Manning owns a few Papa John's. If you're Roger Goodell and the NFL owners, when somebody comes for your product like that,
or has the audacity to blame a sales drop on you and your own leadership?
So what do you do?
I'm not going to cape for Roger Goodell very often.
I got you.
But that's kind of an injustice. You have to be like, wait, whoa.
Do you talk to the accounting guys and go, hey, listen, what do we have to do to make sure this guy understands that we don't have to be around or associated with his crap product and see if his sales will store there?
I mean, that is when you really think of the brass balls
to go after the NFL
to wrap yourself to blame the Shield for fewer people eating your pizza. That's a something.
I mean, because I've long thought about sales and the showers that people need to take after you shake hands on a deal and all money isn't good money, that kind of thing. And, you know, sponsors that talk crazy about you on one end and then all of a sudden can't wait to jump down with your show or your station on the other end. But, dude, you know, blame your marketing campaign. You're the Tyler Perry of fast food. You're in every single one of your damn commercials. You can't cut a commercial without you being in it. Blame yourself, you know? Point the thumb.
This gets back to the East Coast, West Coast rap battles. Say you want to do a video with your producer and come to Death Row. Right.
If you don't want the pizza dude all in the damn commercial, right. Come on over to Little Caesars.
Come on over to Death Row Pizza.
Yeah, right? Man. Like Vince Goodwill was tweeting about it as well. He was talking about how Pizza Hut used to be the joint back in the day and what happened to it. And I thought about it. I was like, yeah, you know, when we weren't eating GGO's pizza or JB's or Alberto's, you know, getting the delivery local here, I'd walk over to the Pizza Hut right there on Dodge and Dempster, play a little NBA Jam, get myself a personal pan.
Jason Goff is on fire.
Yeah, yeah. I Pizza Hut. I like Pizza Hut pizza. If you know you didn't want to, get yourself a local
for me. Local Pizza Hut. Domino's is usually my go-to on the road. I get the pepperoni and bacon and
Domino's was huge in Atlanta
because Domino's reminds me of pizza from Buffalo, New York, which is when I used it with Bob
Thicker.
Bocce's and Marvino's, the kind of stuff when I would go visit my grandparents and get that, and it was always really good. James Lofton, one of the greatest wide receivers of all time, joins us next on The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also, though, used to send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have, like, sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s. That would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He is playing.
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
What a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, Oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join homegrown head football coach Pat Fitzgerald and the Wildcats at Ryan Field for Big Ten games against Purdue and